99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Have you seen the video of the 12-year-old boy, walking away from a huge bear?
Yeah, just kind of like casual. I couldn't tell because they're speaking Italian. If he was panicked or if he was oblivious.
Here's a little bit. No, definitely wasn't oblivious.
Okay, so he knew.
Alessandro Breda was the dude, and he told the media there in Italy that he'd recently watched an instructional video about what to do if encountering a bear. And so his 12-year-old son, like, literally he's walking away slowly, and this bear is just kind of walking maybe 20 feet behind him.
Yeah, and the kid's not looking back. I mean, he's doing a great job of not freaking out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like he learned if he yells, that the bear could become agitated and become much more aggressive. So they were being very calm. And just kind of walking away.
This kid is doing
the boy is just kind of looking behind. And then the bear stands up. Oh, and at that point, I'm like, I'm out.
This is how it is.
Why you got to bring your mama's heart?
Oh, wow.
Because
they're in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Kelly. And you hear the dad's calming voice just like, hey, you know, you're doing good.
He had his wits about him enough to, let's roll the camera on this, but... In the back of your mind, are you not thinking, I hope I don't capture something awful?
Maybe it was just one of those, oh, hey, is that a bear? And then you get your phone out to take a recording of it, and then it's like, oh.
Oh, that's closer the bear's than coming. I thought.
The bear's coming towards me.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Yeah, stay calm. See? Look at that. We learned Italy.
Oh, we did.
I mean Italian. And the bear keeps popping up on his hind legs, just kind of looking. Like the bear's almost acting like a little groundhog, like kind of popping up, like going, hey, why are you guys walking away?
What's up with these guys?
It's
like the bear's
honey?
Investigating, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so probably because they were so calm. Is it just me? I didn't know they had bears in Italy.
You know what? I didn't either.
I mean, I guess bears are everywhere, right? There are mountains in Italy.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think. Okay.
Oh. Whistle. Yeah, so they're finally starting to get a little bit of distance between them and the bear.
Yep.
But
at what point do you start running for your life? What point does that happen?
Well, and then finally the bear loses interest and just walks away.
Okay.
So, I mean,
wow.
That could have
turned... That gave me the sweats.
I know, for real. So anyways, we've tweeted that out at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see that video.
And again, kudos to that kid because I don't care how soothing dad's voice is. I would probably be freaking out.
Well, my grandma,
audibly.
Who is 4'11", she literally banged on pots and pans and scared like black bears away. Now that looked like that wasn't a black bear. That was a much bigger bear, but she was like a feisty one, you know?
And did it work?
It worked.
All right.
Yeah. I mean.
So either don't make a sound.
Or bang on pots and pans.
Or bang on pots and pans. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to be the go-to when it comes to defending yourself against a bear.
Well, wasn't that one of your stories as a Cub Scout? Eagle Scout? What kind
Eagle Scout? Yeah. No.
Did you do that too?
I did that too because I learned that from my grandma.
Oh, and it worked for you.
It worked for me
Look
too.
Look at you. You're standing here. Why are you not playing the bear song right now?
Oh.
You're missing an opportunity.
No, I'm not.
Play the bear song.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking,
everybody.
When I'm hiking, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing.
Making love to my wife. Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
You can see it at Ben and Kelly.